This is Andrew Womack, and on our programs this week, we are going to be playing some of the teaching that I did when I was in Heidelberg, South Africa. I was in a little tiny place that only had 7,000 people in the whole town, and there were 1,500 people that came to the meetings. We were under a big tent, and we had some great miracles happen too. And not only did miracles happen during the time that I was there, but we had a lot of people come and give testimony about how the teaching had set them free. We had one couple that has seen over 700 people healed since they got hold of this. They aren't pastors, they were just lay people in the church, but they started teaching on healing, have seen over 700 healed. We've had testimonies of a little baby being raised from the dead, heart attacks being healed, some great things. Maybe we'll even play some of those during these programs. But this is my teaching. It was taped in Heidelberg, South Africa during July of 2009. I believe it'll bless you, so listen and be blessed.
I spoke over all kinds of people. I spoke over dead people. They didn't get up, but I just kept speaking, and I've seen three people raised from the dead now. I didn't know what I was doing, but I knew it was in here somewhere, and I just kept saying it and kept saying it and kept saying it and doing it, and I've learned, and you know what? I'm still learning. I don't know what I'm doing. But I know who I am, and I'm learning how to do it, and I'm seeing some awesome things happen. You know, if I gave David my Bible, and so David's got my Bible, and then he says, Andrew, would you please give me your Bible? How do you respond to somebody that's asking you for something that you've already given them? You know, I probably wouldn't know how to respond. I'd probably just... I wouldn't know what to do. I'd probably just stand there and say nothing. Like, what's wrong with you? Very similar to the response you get when you pray, and oh God, heal me, and nothing. And God's saying, I know I told them that by my stripes they were healed. That I've already put raising from the dead power in them. And why are they asking me to do what I've already done? The very fact that you aren't hearing from God, he's probably scratching his head and saying, what are they doing? What part of you've already got it do you not understand? This is amazing. This changed my life. This has revolutionized my life, and I'm just barely getting started. I got so much that God has shown me along this line. This is what I'm going to be sharing with you this week. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you've already got it. If you've been born again, God has already placed himself on the inside of you. His power and his authority is in you, and you don't need to be begging God and going to God as a loser and as a powerless person. If you're a loser and powerless, and if you don't have any peace, and if you don't think that God has done anything for you, get saved. And then the moment you get saved, then believe the Word of God and trust that you're a new person in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, all things have become new. And as Jesus is right this moment in heaven, I guarantee you, Jesus is not weak, he is not powerless, he's not complaining. He's not fearful, he's not worried, he's not bitter. As Jesus is, that's exactly the way you are in the Spirit. You're identical to Jesus. Ounce for ounce, molecule for molecule. Identical to Jesus. You have his mind, you have his faith, you have his emotions of love, joy, and peace. You have everything that Jesus is. On the inside of you. You don't need God to give you more. What you need to do is understand what you've got and begin to use what you have. Changed my life. This changed my life. It's still changing my life. I'm doing things that I can't do. I was an introvert. I couldn't look at a person in the face. And I talk to millions of people on TV now. I'm doing things that's beyond my ability to do. Because I found out that there's a new me. But in my natural self, did you know I still like to be by myself. I still am not really a people person in my natural self. I don't like to go out and do those things. But I've found out that there's a new me. And I've gotten to where I enjoy ministering to people. I've changed. Everything that you're asking God to do for you, He's already done. Everything that you've been begging for and fasting and praying for, you've already got it. You just don't know what you got. Man, this is good news. This will change your life. This will make a difference. When sickness comes against you, instead of folding like a $2 suitcase, that may not mean anything to you over here, but that's a cheap suitcase. Instead of falling apart like a cheap suitcase, you know what? You'll stand there and say, cancer, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. If it's got a name, Jesus has been exalted above every name. And so if you can put a name on it, then you're nothing. Jesus is greater. He that's in me is greater than he that's in the world. And you'll get a different attitude. And you'll begin to start feeling like I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You'll get to a place to where I'm not afraid of you, devil. And you can stand and you can fight and you can overcome things. And you don't have to worry about what the future is going to be like because you know who you are in Christ. Even if you don't know how to release it. I'm going to be talking about some things about how do you release it. And there's a lot more to it than just understanding that you got it. But even if you didn't know how to use it, just the comfort that it would give you to know that you've got this supernatural raising from the dead power and that God loves you, just to know that it's there would take away much of your confusion and discouragement and fear, and your faith level would automatically rise by just knowing that it's here someplace. You know, my wife and I were so poor that when our first son was born, we didn't have enough food. And she went 2 weeks without food one time when she was 8 months pregnant, and because we didn't have enough. And when my son was born, we were struggling, and we always bought food for our kid first before we bought food for ourselves. But we were struggling to eat. We would go weeks without eating. And anyway, I heard my wife, she never has complained to me once, which is such a blessing. I've put her through some terrible things, but she's been awesome. But I heard her praying one time. I walked in and she was praying out loud. And she says, God, I don't care what he says. If my baby ever goes without food, I'll go get a job. And boy, when she said that, she didn't know I was around, but boy, it really impressed on me that, you know what, I had better get to believing. I had better provide because my wife was going to take care of that kid if she had to leave me. And so, anyway, we got to where we didn't have baby food. We had it in the morning, but we didn't have it for at night. And man, I was fasting. I was praying. I was believing God for everything I could that I could get a dollar so that I could go buy enough baby food to feed our son that day. I called Oral Roberts Prayer Tower and got them to agree with me that I could buy a jar of baby food that day. I pulled out all of the stops. I was doing everything I knew. And you know, it's a small thing, but it's the same principle that we were talking about just now. And the Lord spoke to me. He says, you've already got it. And I said, where is it? He didn't tell me where it was. He just told me I had it. So you know what, I just had faith drop on the inside of me, and I knew that I had enough money to buy that baby food. So I went through every pocket of every pair of trousers that I had. I looked through that whole house. I took the seats off, the cushions off of the couch to look and see if there was any down there. And I started doing everything. Finally, I got into our car and took the back seat out of the car and found about $3 or $4 worth of change in there, and praise God I had it. But my point is that, see, I was just standing there praying, oh God, I prayed for Oral Roberts Prayer Tower to send me a mirror. I was waiting on something to come, and when the Lord told me I already had it, I started looking for where is it. I started digging, and you know what? I found it, and sure enough, I had it. And whatever it is that you need, if you need healing, you've already got it. You need to quit asking and start looking. You need to start studying the Word. You need to find out who you are and what you've got. Because I'm telling you that whatever it is that you need, if you need joy, if you need encouragement, if you need faith, if you need wisdom, if you need leadership, if you need direction, if you need prosperity, if you need healing, whatever it is that you need, you've got it. God has already put it on the inside of you. Your little spirit is perfect. It's identical to Jesus. It's your head that's the problem. And we got to re-educate it. That's the reason Phil and Tanya are starting these schools to train kids in a Christian way. That's the reason that we have Bible schools. We've got to get the word into people. People love God. They know that God is all powerful and they know he can do anything, but they don't know what he's done. And so they're praying incorrectly and begging for things and just ignoring who we are in Christ. Most of it is out of ignorance. But you know what? Ignorance will kill you. You know, they have a saying in America that what you don't know won't hurt you. That's not true. What you don't know is killing you. Ignorance is the most deadly, costly thing that there is. And what we don't know spiritually is killing us. But I'm telling you, you're awesome. If you could see in the spiritual mirror and see who you are, I guarantee you it'd make a statue shout. It'd take away depression. You'd begin to start seeing things happen. And to the best of my ability, I'm going to share with you what God has shown me about who you are in Christ and what you have and the authority that you have. And I tell you, this is going to make a difference in your life. I believe you're going to leave this place stronger than horseradish. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the almost too good to be true news of the gospel. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM238 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I know that many of you are just having the Spirit of God rise up on the inside of you and you're saying, yes, amen. And you know, I'm trying to get this word out to as many people as we possibly can. We are literally reaching around the world. We have 2.2 billion people who could get my program. Now, of course, not all of those watch and it's not convenient times for all of those people. And so we need more broadcasts, multiple broadcasts on the same networks, the same station. And it just costs a lot of money to reach all the way around the world with television. So I'd like to ask those of you who are in agreement, who are being blessed by this, who would like to hear this being said all over the world, please help us take this message around the world. We're willing to go, but we need people to send us. So call that number and become a partner today.